We are learning Maseches Nazir, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're beginning three lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, continuing the different shailas of Rekev. What it's called Rekev, what disrupts the Rekev. Bayra Papa. Pir Shamahu. The waste that's in the body of the person, is that considered part of the body, or it's considered something else, a foreign thing, and then it makes the Rekev have a foreign thing, Galgalim. Since a person can't live without eating, this is part of his chiyus, so it becomes part of the body, and it's not galgalin. This is coming from outside the body, so that there is a problem with galgalin. And the way they more ask the shayla, pirsha, it sounds like her pirsha, her waist, but it's not dafka by isha, by man also, like Tosfos points out, they're both by a man and a woman, the same shayla. So we had a shayla like a ubar, a shechazer, and a shayla with a pirsha, another shayla. What about the skin of a person? Is that considered galgal or not? That's the Gemara Shaila, which is a Peladik Shaila, because the way the Rishonim asked the question is that before we had a question about here, if it's oimid to be cut off, if it's galgal or not, but it's mashma, here it's not oimid to be cut off, it's posh, it's part of the body. So how could skin be worse than here? So the Rishonim point out, so first of all, the Rosh says, Venerali, the Rosh points out, Avamotzi l'mifsha medirab barbachana, the Omar, dafka gozaz saroi, avaloi gozaz loi. So he said, it could have been paish from there, but l'maisa, we don't want to be paish from our moira. That's what the Rosh says. Tosfos, and a little later on, Tosfos speaks out, that it could be Rabba himself was mesupik about here, that's not oimili gozaz. Even here, it's not oimili to be cut, he had a suffix about. He's just saying, one thing I'm sure about, if the here is cut off, then it's galgalin. If it's still attached, I'm not sure about it. So therefore, it's not right from there. That's number one, point number one. Point number two that Rosh makes is that there's machlokes in the Gemara, in Maseches Chulin, if or is of a Adam is tahar min ha-tayra or tamim min ha-tayra. The skin of a person, is it metame tumas meis or not? So he says, obviously, we're going according to Mandi Amma, the holes, that or Adam is not metame. And then the question is now, since the or of a person, the skin of a person is not metame, is it considered galgalim or not? And the Gemara is not pushed to Shiloh. The spit or the stuff that comes out of his nose, is that galgalim or not? The mace dies with the stuff inside him. Is it a galgalim or not? And the Gemara also is not placed to shayla. So the Gemara has a bunch of shaylas. Remember, the Gemara has a shayla about sar, about here. Here that's oimit to be cut off. The Gemara has a shayla about shechazera. The Gemara has a shayla about uber. The Gemara has a shayla about keich v'nei. The Gemara has a shayla about oirei. All these different things. So only Rav Shmuel ba'achel or Rapapa. V'isakadayta kol hani de ka'amr have a galgalim. If you say all these things are considered galgalim, which means they all make it to disqualify the rekev of being called rekev to make tumah, so rekev the matam heichem shkach, how is it ever possible to have a rekev of a person? Every person has something. So he has skin, he has keichem v'neya, he has pirsha. Like, what's going on over here? How is it ever possible? What's the gate, the whole lachem mashina of rekev? So Gemara says, you know how it's possible? A very complex case. The Ashkaya made the kolam. First of all, before he died, they gave him to drink, made the kolam. Like Tosfos points out, from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a certain type of juice that comes from certain between different date trees that cleans the whole system out. It cleans everything out. So this takes out the waste, takes out the keichai, v'neyai. It's like a major laxative that works for all the liquids in the body, all the waste in the body comes out. So you drink this, made the kolam. V'sachya nosha. And you smear your whole entire body with special sam, special like cream that takes off all the hair. V'sholku b'mei tveria, and you soak yourself in the chamei tveria from the heat. It makes the skin; it peels off all the skin. So if you do all this, you peel off all your skin, you take off all the hair, you take out all the waste. Then it's possible to have rekev. Basically, almost impossible to have rekev. But it's possible if you do all these different things to take care of the body. So to want to point out one more hara, that before we had a shayla about the ar, and we were saying, like, it's very hard to understand, the skin is not part of the adam, the shayla of galgalim. So there is a rabbeinu peretz that says, it's talking about skin that was detached from the person before he died. But they asked the kashmir peretz, this gemara, see this gemara, that he had to go to sholku made tveria to take off his skin. So obviously, the gemara shayla was, even skin that was attached was a shayla of it made galgalim or not. Oma Abaya, Naktinon, we have a Kabbalah, Meis Shetachnu Ein Loi Rekev. That rekev is only if it gets decomposed, and that's how it turns into dust. But if you grind it up and you turn it into dust manually, that's not called rekev. So meis shetachanoi ein rekev. If you grind them up, that's not called rekev. Have a shayla. Tachnoi, if you ground them up, then the body decomposed. Whatever that dust decomposed. Mao midiru time el decomposed begins about summer zvika. Lamaisa, you have your rekev, and rekev has to be made from basar, from meat, and from the gidim, from the veins and ligaments, vatsomas in the bones, that you have. Oidilma, kibriyasa being a meleka, has to decompose from the state of how it was complete. But here it was already ground up before, maybe there is no din rekev. Teku, we're not answering the shayla. Teku. Tani ula bar chanina, meis shechasar, in le rekev. Which means that if you bury the mace that was missing, he's missing part of his body, there's never going to be rekev on such a body. I get asked, we had before, tachnoi, and we had a shayla about b'teichen, the mace, and there's a shayla becomes rekev, it's missing. The Rebbeinu Peretz answers, there was, you had the entire mace. You ground the entire mace, there's nothing missing. Here, the mace that's missing, the locha is inlay rekev, there's no din rekev. Veloy tfusa, it doesn't have din tfusa. What's tfusa mean? In the Gemara later on, Daf Samach Dalam Beis, it says, if someone finds a mace bederech, and he wants to move him to a Beis HaKvaras, he takes him together with his tfusasa, which means the part, the sand around him, the dirt around him, that he's kaina, which is a certain shear, it's all the soft dirt around him, and three etzbayis of hard dirt around him. You take all that dirt with him to bury him. It's called tfusa. It's also Allah HaMais B'Sina in the Rosh says. So that's only, you only have the tfusa if it's not a mace that was chasa. A third din is, beloy shechunas kvaris. Shechunas kvaris is, the Allah also Samach Dalam Beis says, you find three mesim somewhere, if there's between them 4 to 8 amis, we assume this is a Beis HaKvaras. And then you check from there around it, maybe there's more mesim there. Because once you have three, you're choshish, there's a basic forest there. So the halacha here is, you find two mesim shleimim and one chaser, it's not called a shchunas kvaris. That's the third halacha. Now Taisus asks that if the vart is that if you have three mesim, it's a chshash basic kvaris, and you skitters more here, so what's the difference if one's chaser? The mice, I found three mesim here. What kind of din is that if one's missing? So Taisus ends up, says, if it's a halacha mesim sinai, this din of shchunas kvaris, then I understand it. Good. Okay, so that's what the Rosh goes also. All three halachas, halacha mesim sinai, rekev, tfusa, and shchunas kvaris. And Ula is saying that if the mace was buried chaser, the halacha is it does not have a din rekev or tfusa or a shchunas kvaris. Good, Moshe? Any questions? Okay. Mesvei. I have a kasha from a brisa, which it's a Mishnah in Idias, really. Mesvei. It's a Mishnah in Idias. Loi im amrit be mace, shiesh loi roiv. V'roiva u'molei tarvad rekev. Toim v'chayish ein loy v'roiva u'molei tarvad rekev. The Gemara there is trying to contrast a shayla of a kazayis basar that came off a eiver menachay. So there's a mandiyama there. It's tar, and the mandiyama says it's tamei. And the Gemara says, "I'll tell you it's tamei. We'll learn out from eiver menameitz." So the other Tana says back, "Nah, don't bring a rife of mace. Mace has special dinim. As in of roiv. What's roiv? Roiv means roiv minyan, or roiv binyan is matama. As in of roiva, which is roiva at samais. And as in of mali tarvid rekev. So time of achai, she'en loy roiv. It's not din roiv minyan, roiv midin, loy roiva, loy midin. So din, is that not achai? Is not matama all these things? So hechi dami, what's the contrast? We're saying that by achai, it doesn't have din mali tarvid rekev. But by the mace, it does have it. Heridami, the irkev, chad ever. The kavasei, gabe mace, afil chad ever, ikka rekev. It's telling a person's alive, one of his hands decomposed, no din rekev. But a mace in the same exact case would have a din rekev. We were contrasting the chai to mace. So what do you see? That even if there's just an ever, there's a din rekev. And lechayra, That's a chaser, because it sounds like you just have one, you cut off one aver, and there's rekev on that aver by a mace, it would be also. And we're saying, by a chai, there's no rekev if you cut off that hand and it turns to rekev, there's no din rekev. But by a mace, the same exact case would have rekev, because we're not talking about a whole body, because we're contrasting it to a chai, obviously the guy's still alive, so it can't be talking about a whole body. So in contrasting the chai to the mace, it sounds like the same exact case. the chai, how would it be possible to have rekev if one of his hands got cut off and turned into rekev? I was saying, in that same type of case, a mace has rekev. So you see, a mace, even if it's missing, has rekev. So it's a kash on ulo. So the Gemara, miktani ha mace, don't say ha mace. Ha kamash lon, all the Mishnah is saying is like this. Shum mace, mace ba'alma, has a din rekev. How? A whole body. Yes, a rekev. Shum chai on rekev. A chai has no rekev whatsoever. It's all contrasting. We're contrasting one to another. We're saying this has rekev, this does not have rekev, but now we're saying it's not the same exact case. Boy, Rav, not a shayla. Hirkev kashu chai, what happens if one of his body parts was became decomposed while he was alive? Hirkev kashu chai, v'chaz ha-meis, then he died. Mahu, ki yimiri rekev, the hirkev kashu meis, only if it becomes decomposed after he's dead. Adilma has to be a meis, and now he died, and now it's rekev from the meis. Was still attached to him, became a rekev while he was alive, and then he dies, and now the whole body becomes rekev, let's say. Does that hand consider rekev because it's right now, it's rekev from a mace? Or, on the other hand, since it started becoming decomposed already, it got spoiled already, while he was alive, it doesn't count. Let's try to bring a riot to this. Tashma, same Mishnah and Idias. Loim amrit v'meis yesh loy roiv v'roivah amol yitarvid rekev. They were saying, they don't learn that kazayis from a chai, from a kzayis and a mace. Why? Because mace is a maila, it has roiv amali tarvud, rekev. Taima of a chai doesn't have that. Taima mashim chai. Ha mace has a rekev. It's only because he's alive, that hand that turned to rekev is not rekev. But if he's dead, it would be. So it's a raya that after he dies, it has the rekev. Mik toni ha mace. Ha kamash vlon, the shum mace has a rekev, shum chai and a rekev. Same dicha like before. It's just teaching us that a shum mace yes a rekev, and shum chai, in the record, which means it's contrasting one to another, that a live person does not have rekev, and a dead person has rekev. So we're staying with a shayla. The two shaylas that we stay with is over here. First of all, the first was a kasha. Ula said that meis shechaser in the rekev. We try to ask a kasha. It's not a kasha. Second one was a shayla. If the part of his body's mark becomes spoiled while he's alive, so then. And then he dies, does it have a din rekev or not? That's the question. That's the question, and that Gemara obliges with a teku. Another shayla. This shayla is nothing to do with rekev. It has to do with the iser to eat a bug or a namala, like an ant. You're not allowed to eat a shrotzim or shkotzim. And the halacha is, it says in Mesechus Makis, if someone eats a namala, which is like an ant, he's chayiv even as a kalshu, even as no kazayis. What's the pshat? Because it's a barrier. A barrier means a complete being, a complete creation, and that's called a barrier, a complete creation, and you ate this entire namala, even though it's not a shir kazayis, usually only chayef and kazayis, here, the halacha is a chayef kosher because you ate a complete bria. So namala shechasra mahu. Let's say you have an ant, but you cut off the legs. You cut off the legs of this ant. Now, you cut off the legs of the ant, it still could live. And so it's still called a barrier because it's still a complete animal. It's just missing its legs, but it's still considered an animal because it's still alive, still fully alive. So if the din was they need a shear of an amala, so then lemaisi are missing some of it. But if you learn that strictly it just means a bria, a creation, that it's still a creation, it's still a full being, so what's the difference missing its feet? Lamaisa, it's still a namala. So shall the chai for that or not? By your rabbi, namala shachasa, ma'u, shuru, gemrin law, v'hachasa. Do you learn out, is when the Torah teaches us that a whole namala is asr, is because that became the shear, that's the amount you have to eat. So here, it's missing its legs, you didn't eat enough amount. Oi, barrier gemir law, v'aika. Or, we're learning out a barrier, a complete, a being, a creation, and I'm eating the creation. So then I am chayev, because I'm eating the creation. Vayika, that you have. So let's more charts being a raya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda midiskarta. Toshima, tapanum beizim and alef. Toshima, it says in the Pasuk, in regards to Tumah, it says, Eila tameim lechem b'chol ha-sheretz, kol negea behem b'moysu av yitma ad-orev. It says behem. It's not you have to touch the entire sheretz. Another pasuk says, "V'chalas yipa alav mehem b'mayisam yitma." Part of them. So stickle steer. Tosh ma behem yochel b'kulam. You have to touch the tari sheretz in order to become tamei. Tamalei mehem. The shemayna shvatzim are matamei. The shemayna shvatzim are like a lizard and a certain type of frog and different type of shvatzim. The shemayna shvatzim. So yochel b'kulam. You have to touch the whole tari sheretz. Tamalei ma mehem. It says mehem part of it. Mehem yochel miksos. Tamalei mehem. You have to touch the whole thing. Okay, it's that. Ad sheyiga b'miksos amshuka kulam. You have to touch. On a sheretz, if you touch part of it, but it's possible that there is a sheretz that's that entire size. And what is that? The size of a lentil. A mole, when it's first created, it's the size of a adasha, and that's a sheretz. So you have a sheretz, the size of a adasha. When it's created, it's the size of a adasha. And so therefore, if you touch a sheretz, that amount, your yoytze are both part of the psukim. It's mehem, it's part of that sheretz you're touching. But it's also bohem because there is a sheretz that size. That's that size of a dasha. So that's akan the braisa. Shmami no shur gmirile. Why? Because where do we get the size of a lentil? We look at a chaymet by tchilas briyasai. That chaymet, when it's first created, the lentil size means the entire chaymet. It means with its antennas, with its legs, the whole entire thing. So you see, it's a shear, because you see, you look at the entire thing, even though it's missing legs, maybe it could still be alive, so maybe, say, look at the bria, even less than the shear of Adasha, because without its legs, it's also still its chaymet, so the shear tumah should be less than the shear of Adasha. But we say, no, shear Adasha, we take the whole thing into account. So you see, when you look at a beria, we look at exactly how it's created with the whole entirety. Shema mina, shiura, gemirila, it has to have an entire shear. Like Tosis points out, Medvinin Kadasha, Tosis says, Sharechoimit Gam Kihavat Chilosav Kadasha, and Im Raglov with its feet, Vikarnov with its horns, Mekomokimichotukmane Porto, it's less than Adasha, Filochachai, it still lives, and you still need Kadasha Mavish, Kibriosis, you see, it's a shear. The Mor says, no. Omrav Shmaya, I'm reading Tosis Girsa, Omrav Shmaya, Kibi Inon, Shiru Bekadasha, Hechelon, Loinofla Bein Neshama, Aval Hechel the Nofla Lei, Neshama Loi. The Gemara's teretz is that by a chaymet, if you would take off any part of its being, it would not live. It would not live. And therefore, it gives a shear adasha. Because adasha is a shear, it needs to live. If it's anything less than that, it will not live. Mashenki by namala, the ant we're talking about before, the little ant, if you cut off its legs, it still could live. And since it still could live, so therefore, maybe there should be chayim, and therefore it's not a raya. Tibayulach. The Gemara stays with a shayla, what's the halacha? If you eat a namala without any legs, on one hand, it's still a beria because it's still a lib. On the other hand, it's not the full shear. And Shaila is when the Torah said a beria meant it may give a shear. And the Mara blibes with a bayula if it works. But that's pashut. If it would die if you took that piece off of Adadir, it loses its shame, beria.